and then milked 11 cows and separated the milk. Then went to bed. We could sleep.
Yeah.
5 o'clock came pretty early.
It's funny how you get in the habit of going to bed early at night when you have to get up early in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, you have to get up. I remember in the Army, we used to get up at 5. I didn't like it at all. Well, I just dreamed of the day I could sleep till 6.
Well, I guess so. I can't do it. See, I've just done that all my life.
Yeah.
I just can't sleep till 7. There's nothing thing in the world to have me get up for, but I get up. I just can't lay there any longer.
Mm-hmm. What did you call bread when you started buying it from the store?
Bread. Just
go get a loaf of bread?
A loaf of bread. Uh-huh.
Not homemade bread, but...
Just a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first loaf of bread. I was 8 years old when I saw my first loaf of bread. We was going through to Texas in a covered wagon, and we bought a loaf of bread. That's the first loaf of bread I'd ever saw. And that seems so strange to see that kind of bread. We bought a loaf of bread. We was about 4 days on the road from here to Sherman, Texas.
Huh.
In a covered wagon.
Boy, oh boy, you made a pretty good time
down
in Sherman.
Yeah, went to Sherman.
Just visiting? Or?
Yes, and stayed a month there, and my grandmother.
Huh.
I was 8 years old then, and that's the first loaf of bread and the first can of corn. We bought a can of corn at the store.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw anything like that before. My mother opened it with a butcher knife.
How'd you go?
In a covered wagon.
I mean, down over this, just off through the country?
Or? Yeah, it's just off through the country. We turned over once, the wagon.
Oh, my goodness.
Father was in it kind of rough, got off the road, you know, got in a rough part of the country, turned the wagon on.
Hurt anybody? Or?
No, we camped out at night, you see. That was real fun.
Have you gone camping since? When you...
No, I haven't.
Have you had any inclination?
Yes, we talked that we was always so busy.
Yeah.
My husband was leaving, he was always so busy. We didn't ever go camping.
Yeah, if you have a farm and have animals, you just can't leave.
No, he didn't feel like he could. And we didn't ever go on any of those camping trips. But all of my children have.
Mm-hmm.
They've made up for it.
I got our tent out and put it up in the backyard yesterday. It was my dad's. I just brought it back this last April. I hadn't put it up before.
No.
The girls got it. They thought this was the grandest thing I'd ever seen.
But when the sun's shining down, it was hot.
Oh, it was hot. They didn't care. They just stayed in there and sweat just poured off. They were happy. Every kid in the neighborhood was in our backyard.
The grandchildren in Houston, they put them out the tent and thought they'd sleep out one night. But it got so humid right after night.
Uh-huh.
Down there in Houston. But you know, I'm not used to air conditioning. That first night, I nearly froze to death. Put a wool blanket on my bed. And I'll tell you, I had to hit the floor 2-3 times that night. Leg cramps.
Huh.
I got so cold. And I asked my son, I said, is there any way I'm turning that air conditioning down in my room? He said, yeah, he can turn it down. He turned it down. So the next two nights, I slept real good.
Huh.
But I still had the wool blanket on my bed.
Well, my first two or three nights, I thought I was going to suffocate.
Oh.
That old stuffy room.
At Houston?
No, this was in Dallas.
Oh, Dallas, uh-huh.
But the air conditioning was on.
Oh.
Of course, there wasn't very much air moving.
Oh, you see, that's the trouble with air conditioning. It seems like it shuts off your breath or something. Can your children swim, your girl?
No, I can't get them lessons.
I'll tell you. My little six-year-old grandchild, now I'm telling you the truth, she can swim like a fish. I never saw anything to equal it in my life. She'll back up to that, they have a swimming pool in her yard. She'll back up to that and she'll just...